Yeah, I don't know, man. You ever just feel like life is just catapulting towards some greater purpose?
Every fat cats with bloated ego, we are the only DJ crazy enough to tattoo Jackie Brown on his ass.
This is Michael Mann, and I ride.
I liked your idea for a bit of uploading an episode of a different podcast for our 300th episode, but I would still like to do something for 300. I don't know what, but
just like start an episode, you know, and it fades out like it's the radio, you know, changing the station. And it's just like a 2-hour episode of This American Life.
You make the decision to cut off your arm and you get a robot arm. And it's just like you get like this perfect. I think, honestly, give it like 10, 15 years, I think there are going to be a few robot pictures.
We're talking about some new movies that we saw at these locations. We're going to be talking about The Beast, Do Not Expect Too Much, At the End of the World. Is it At the End of the World? Or Do Not Expect Too Much from the End of the World? Sorry. And
one of
Civil
those.
War. Beast is the latest from Bertrand Bonello, and it stars Léa Seydoux and George MacKay, and this is adapted from a Henry James story, and it revolves around Léa Seydoux in the future, in 2044, wanting to wipe her DNA clean of the emotions of her past lives. You know, in this future, emotions have become very dangerous. And although these people living in this future may have dulled themselves of their own emotions, there's something irrepressible there from their past lives. And so she goes into this weird artificial intelligence provided black sludge tank that is also something of a time machine and dimensional portal to become herself in these other time periods, in the early 20th century and in the early 21st century. And throughout this, she is interacting with a man played by George MacKay, Lewis, in all of these timelines. You know, in the most future one, she meets this guy at the center where they're getting their memories wiped. And then in the past, he's a man who she had met previously and, you know, is kind of having a... you know, flirting with an affair with, and then in 2014, he is an incel who she happens upon while house sitting in the Hollywood Hills. And throughout all of these timelines, we see themes of isolation / loneliness and narcissism, and, you know, how these self-centered approaches to loneliness, it just feeds itself. It's an Ouroboros, if you will, you know, of narcissism and loneliness. You know who isn't afraid to have emotion and to bear witness to emotional events? Photojournalists. And they are the subject of our next film that we're going to talk about, Civil War, the number one film in America.
So nondescript and general, like it feels like a story like Treatment. Like, I don't really give a shit. A lot of people are like, well, the politics of this are all wrong. Yeah. And it's like, I don't care. It's obviously like kind of a fuck Trump sort of thing.
Of course.
Tuck Frump. You know, I'm trying not to swear, you know. sanitize unpolitical version of it, and like I feel like there's a lot of people who just have confused politics. They're like, I just want to defend myself on the battlefield. I don't even care what it's for, you know. And but even that, even at that, the movie doesn't give you that type of action.
Yeah, this whole press cycle, Alex Garland, he's been taking all this shit from people online for saying in the lead up to this that this is a apolitical film. I'm a centrist. I don't think the Democrats or the Republicans are any good for America. It's the most Democratic Party centrist thing ever. Like, it's the most Trump fear-mongered movie of all time. Because it's kind of trying to not just elevate the material, but I think also it's trying to invoke this like hip A24 indie road movie vibes kind of thing.
Get the hand thing, the hand out the window.
Oh, the A24 gesture.
I thought we would never see that again in a movie. I thought everyone got the memo that you can't do that without, you know, getting a little bit of guff. But that, yeah. I mean, that should be an illegal motion. You shouldn't be able yeah. to do that on a film set.
Get a flagrant.
Speaking of actively ruining your day, our next film is Do Not Expect Too Much from the End of the World, which is a film about a day that has been ruined by the mere fact that you work for a shitty production company. All of us know this feeling, correct? All of us have had a shitty mm-hmm. PA day on set that kind of felt like the apocalypse in Microcosm. I don't know, maybe I'm being dramatic, but I think that idea is very strongly felt in the latest by Radu Jude, in which our main character is driving around town, securing both, you know, permission for appearances on camera and any other loose ends she needs to do for the multinational production company that she works for, who's been commissioned to do a workplace safety video for yet another multinational company. And so this is industrial filmmaking in the state of globalism. This is new Romania. This is Romania in the age of TikTok and Putler. You know, this is like as aggressively modern as the Beast is, Radu Jude is here with Do Not Expect Too Much. Our main character also drives around and will pull over and apply a filter through her phone to make her a bald man with a giant unibrow who she has named Bobita, who is a TikTok star in her own right, along the lines of Andrew Tate or someone like that. And it's a hilarious movie that has also another plot is the wrong word. Another facet running through this movie is that it's also in comparison with an older movie named like Angela something something. Angela goes to the store or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Angela gets her license and becomes a good driver. Where we see this older Romanian movie about a female taxi driver and how her life is paralleled to the woman from this older movie. So you got these, I guess, three threads running through the movie. Everything just continues to